This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State Attorney General Phil Weiser will investigate the death of a black man after he was put in a chokehold by Aurora police last year. Governor Polis appointed Weiser as a special prosecutor who could bring criminal charges against the officers. Polis says, quote, Elijah McClain should be alive today, and we owe it to his family to take this step and elevate the pursuit of justice in his name to a statewide concern. An earlier district attorney's investigation did not bring charges against the police. COVID-19 has given rise to more fraud in unemployment claims, including a 77% increase last week for self-employed and gig workers. Officials say about one-third are likely fraudulent. State Labor Department spokeswoman Cher Havens says claims are back to expected levels.
We had implemented a number of fraud detection and barricade measures in place last week once we discovered that.
Officials are still investigating roughly 1,000 claims. A monument outside the state capitol was torn down early this morning and the pedestal was spray painted. It commemorates Colorado soldiers who fought and died in the Civil War. State archives say they guarded Colorado against a possible Confederate invasion. The regiment also was involved in the massacre of Cheyenne and Arapaho people in 1864. The statue is being stored for now. 78 degrees, mostly cloudy in Denver. 69 with light rain in Vail. 91 light rain in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.